From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Thursday, November 15th. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Allison, I'm not going to tell your husband about your secret crush.
I've been a little obsessed with this all morning. The New York Times has got a story about Mitt Romney, what his life was like in the 60s when he was in France on a Mormon mission. But there's a picture of him. He is impossibly handsome as a young man.
Distractingly handsome.
Distractingly.
Even.
It's a game play. Who would play you in the movie? Some people say Vince Vaughn or Johnny Knoxville will play you in Bryant Park Project the movie, you know. I think Jennifer Aniston could play Rachel. And
Who would be you?
Definitely not get into that. But Mitt Romney, there's no young actor good-looking enough to play Mitt Romney, circa Mitt Romney, 1968.
Yeah, and he's like old school. He's like Cary Grant-looking
or
something.
It's interesting. I remember when the campaigns, they found that memo that was leaked that said that his being good-looking was an issue in the campaign, and everybody scoffed at it. I'm actually starting to think maybe whoever did this market research was right. You have to go check it out.
I mean, he's not Chris Dodd hot, but
he doesn't have that Biden fire.
But, no, he doesn't. Oh, Joe Biden. Mrs. Joe Biden. Is that why you were writing that over and over again on your peachy earlier? Speaking of taking it back to school age days, old school Sesame Street. There are some new DVDs out of the first season of Sesame Street. And turns out it was a gritty, gritty place. Maybe not suitable for today's young people.
Also, we're going to have a performance from Mark Olson. He's a founding member of the band The Jayhawks. He's currently touring in Europe and Denmark tonight, I do believe. But we did catch up with him here in the States. He came by the Bryant Park Project Studios to perform for us. Here's a little taste of Mr. Olson.
Once I lost my self-respect, I was stranded in blue and all by myself. Then my love came up to me.
A little chat and some music from Mark Olson coming up. We'll get today's headlines from newscaster Rachel Martin in just a moment. But first, here is the Bryant Park Project's big story.